Just one observation in the laws of Tefillin. There's an interesting Devre Hayim in She'elot U'Tshuvot of the rabbi from Sanz that writes that it is not proper to use a mirror in order to check your tefillin to see if they are in the right spot. He says because there's enough room on the head for the tefillin to fit, and it's a minhag borut. It's an, you know, it's a wrong minhag. It's a minhag for fools to look in the mirror. Now, of course, many rabbis try to understand why he's so against looking at the mirror. The consensus is he was probably concerned about another halakha that says that men should not look in the mirror because it's a problem of, it's a lady's thing to do. And according to the Torah, you're not allowed to be involved in vanities, which is a ladylike thing to do, lo yilbash gever. However, Chacham Avadya writes that today that it's the custom for men to look in the mirror as well as ladies. It's no longer a specifically a ladies' item to look in the mirror. And couple that with the fact that B'nai Torah, the religious Jews, have to be extra careful on their appearance. And if they're not kept properly, then it would be Hilul Hashem. So therefore he allows the use of a mirror even for men today. And certainly the use of a mirror for Tefillin would be proper. The old Lubavitcher Rebbe of Zalman, they say, once received a snuff box from one of the Baalei Batim. He didn't usually accept gifts, but this he accepted. And then he said to one of the students, he said, there's one organ on the body that doesn't have a ta'ava, and that's the nose. And now they want to start making the nose even involved in going after its pleasures. He says, one thing I have under control is my nose. Now they want to corrupt the nose also with smelling the snuff. So he emptied the snuff box out and he used the silver in order to check his tefillin to see if they're straight. So the gift did have a value. So you see, like even the custom of the Gedolei Yisrael was to use a mirror in order to check the tefillin. And that would be the proper behavior, that one should use the mirror if he cannot use it with his hands, if he's not accustomed exactly how to figure it out without it. It's 100% mutar to use the aid of a mirror to check this tefillin, to make sure that it is in the right spot. Right spot means at the hairline and not below it. And also, ben einecha, it is aligned between his eyes.